Hi, and welcome to the first installment of the Chapter 7 Notes from Introduction to Law, Crime in America. Crime. A crime is a breach of the rules or laws for which some governing authority, via the mechanism such as a legal system, can ultimately prescribe a conviction. It can also be said that it goes against the public good. Types of crimes. Crimes can be committed against people. Examples would be murder, battery, and assault. Crimes could be committed against property, such as burglary, embezzlement, and receiving stolen goods. And crimes can be committed against the public. Hate crimes, vagrancy, and disorderly conduct are examples of crimes against the public. Crime rates are influenced by many factors. Location, age, and gender are the three most common. One way in which crime affects us all is monetarily. The total amount of government expenditures on crime is approximately $150 billion per year. A family of four pays an average of more than $1,500 in taxes relating to crime. Reasons suggested for high crime rates. Number one, poverty. Number two, a permissive court system. Number three, unemployment. Number four, lack of education. Number five, abuse of alcohol or drugs. Number six, inadequate police protection. Number seven, a rising population. Number eight, lack of parental guidance. Number 9, a breakdown of morals. Number 10, an ineffective correctional system. Number 11, little chance of being caught. And number 12, the influence of TV, films, and video games. Substance abuse and crime. According to the Department of Justice, alcohol was a factor in 35% of violent crimes committed in the U.S. in 2001. Two-thirds of the victims who suffered violence by a spouse, former spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend reported that alcohol had been a factor. DWI, driving while intoxicated. DUI, driving under the influence. With those two acronyms, it depends on the state for their designation. Some states use DWI, while other states use DUI. BAC is the blood alcohol content. It is the standard used to measure someone's level of intoxication. Every year, over 1 million people are arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. Implied consent law. A driver agrees to submit to a blood alcohol content test in exchange for the privilege of driving. Between 50% and 75% of persons who enter the criminal justice system test positive for one or more drugs at the time of their arrest. The possession, distribution, or the sale of certain drugs is a crime that may violate federal, state, or both types of law. Federal and most state laws now carry harsher penalties for drug offenders than they once did. Mandatory jail sentences, life without parole, or federal crime classification and forfeiture laws are all examples. More than 40 states have some type of recidivist law that requires longer sentences for people who are repeat offenders. The debate continues over the legalization of drugs or certain types of drugs.